بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. صدق الله العظيم. ونبي بكرة نفيع بن الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر ثلاثا؟ قلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين. وكان متكئا فجلس فقال: ألا وقول الزور وشهادة الزور. فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا: ليته سكت. متفق عليه. The chapter which we are dealing with, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it the heading تحريم العقوق وقطيعة الرحم. The total complete prohibition. This word tahreem comes from hurmat, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram, totally forbidden. Amongst the major sins, al-uquq, disobedience towards the parents, wa qati'ati rahim, and the severing of family ties. As we mentioned, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in the introduction of this chapter, has mentioned three verses of the Quran. These verses were mentioned previously. We translated the first two. We're translating the third one. We dealt in great detail with regards to the commentary, interpretation, explanation of this verse. So in the interest of brevity, we'll just translate it on this occasion. Won't go into the details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphatically commands you that you worship none besides Him, and that you show kindness and affection towards your parents. If one or both of them reaches old age in your presence, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say uff to them. As we mentioned previously, Imam Hassan Basri rahimullah used to say that uff is perhaps the lightest word possible. If there was anything lighter than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said this, would have prohibited even that. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say uff to them. Do not scold them. Speak nicely to them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower for the both of them the wings of your mercy, the wings of obedience out of mercy to them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to make dua for your parents. The dua that is mentioned in this verse of the Quran, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That, O my Rabb, show mercy upon my parents as they brought me up from a young age. The first hadith which Imam Nawawi mentions in this chapter, the narrator Abu Bakr Nufay bin Harith radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said, Ala unabbi'ukum bi akbaril kabair. Should I not inform you or tell you akbarul kabair? One is, as we mentioned previously, kabira gunas, major sins, that which clear prohibition is found in Quran and Hadith. Or another explanation of this category, ulama ikram give, where severe punishment is mentioned in Quran or Hadith. For a certain practice, severe punishment is mentioned for that, then it falls under what this category of what we call kabira gunas or major sins. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three times he said this. Should I not tell you akbarul kabair, which is the most major, the greatest sin or greatest crime that you can possibly commit? So sahaba said, Bala ya Rasulullah. Nabi of Allah, tell us, what is it? Akbarul kabair, greatest possible sin that you can commit. that which is the most reprehensible, the most hated in the sight of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing He said, al-ishraku billah. To ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To commit any form of shirk. One is, ulama ikram explain, they say one is the regulations of Islam. And for a person to follow Islam according to its regulations. And then, what is more matloob and what is more desired is what we call the mizaj and the temperament of Islam. One occasion, Rasulullah said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. Rasulullah said, that until your desires, until your mizaj, until your temperament, until your likes and dislikes, then do not become in conformance with the Shariat and the Deen which I have brought, la yu'min, you have not achieved complete iman. So one is to follow Islam because of regulations. And a higher stage, what is matloob, what is desired, is that the laws and injunctions of Islam should become our mizaj and our temperament. The point we are making, my respected brothers, today you ask somebody, what is a reprehensible act? What is a disliked act? You may say to commit rape, to commit murder, to steal. This is something that is disliked, reprehensible. No human being likes that. What is this hadith teaching us? That worse than that, worse than murder, worse than rape, worse than looting, worse than anything that any human being can commit, the greatest crime a person can possibly commit is to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, in our heart, there has to be this genuine hatred for shirk. We should not be prepared to tolerate any form of shirk whatsoever. There should be that genuine aversion in the heart. That how can you possibly stretch your hand out to anyone besides Allah? Ask from anyone besides Allah. Worship anyone besides Allah. Place this forehead on the ground before anyone besides Allah, whether it's a qabr, or whether it's some entity or some idol, or whether it's another human being. There should be this hatred and aversion in the heart. This is mizaj and temperament of Islam. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not ask from anyone besides Allah. Every rakat of every salah you are saying this. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you we worship. Only you we worship. The only one worthy of worship is Allah. Iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, only you we ask for help. To stretch your hand out or to look with this in the heart towards any entity besides Allah, that entity has the capacity or the capability of benefiting or harming me, is shirk. So one is not to do it ourselves, the other is to have the total, complete aversion for it. How hated is this in the sight of Allah? Look at the verses of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَكُونَ وَلَدًا أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ والارض الا آتِ الرحمن عبدا. Ajeeb, what does Allah say? How hated is shirk? Allah Ta'ala says, this word that they claimed and said that Rahman, that Allah has a son, what is the effect of it? Allah says that if we gave this, just this kalimat of shirk, if we let it free, if we gave it free rein, just this claim to say that Rahman, that Allah has a son, what would the effect have been? Allah says it would have destroyed the heavens. It would have destroyed the earth. It would have rented the mountains asunder. Such is the effect of the kalimat of shirk that Allah says it would have destroyed everything in existence. أَنْدَعُوا لِلْرَحْمَانِ walada, that they said that Rahman has a son. إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, illa ati rahmani abada, is a slave before Allah. Allah does not have any partner, Allah doesn't have a wife, Allah doesn't have children. Just to say this, Just to say this, Allah says, will cause the destruction of the heavens and the earth. The point we are making, my respected brothers, is that sometimes we have this mindset that certain person is a philanthropic individual, or certain person has devoted their lives towards the service of humanity. Allah Ta'ala gave that person the tawfiq or the ability to do that. We should appreciate the welfare work, the goodness a person is doing. But to allow that philanthropic activities or that welfare work of that individual to cloud our judgment to this extent that we overlook the fact that this person is committing shirk, that this person has ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is committing that act which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is worse than murder, is worse than rape, is worse than looting. And then we say, when such a person passes away, that how is it possible that Allah won't forgive such a person, na'uzu billah? How is it possible that such a person won't get Jannah? Doesn't Allah Ta'ala realize how much of welfare work that person did? This is where, my respected brothers, when such statements Muslims make, we are putting our iman in khatra. We are putting our iman in danger. Because the clear manifestation of iman is that we should not be able to tolerate any form of shirk. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. Ala unabbiukum bi akbaril kabair. And three times he said this. Should I not show you the most hated, the most reprehensible act a person can possibly commit? So sahaba said, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al ishraku billah, to make shirk with Allah. This is the most hated act any person can possibly commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from shirk in any form. The second act which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wa uququl walidain. Wa uququl walidain. The reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this particular hadith under this chapter, after shirk, what is the worst thing a person can possibly commit? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is disobedience to one's parents. It is to be a source of dukh and pain to one's parents. Alqamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Then, O my Nabi, every sahabi, kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Allah has taken the wa'ada and oath that Jannat is wajib for them. Allah has promised them Jannat. Every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the ghosts, all the kutub, all the awliya, all the abdal of the world put together will not equal the rank of even the lowest sahabi. This is the maqam of sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet a sahabi is in sakarat, he is unable to recite the kalima. This matter is brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he ask? Ya Rasulullah, Alqama is in sakarat, kalima is not coming out. Did Alqama make zina? Has Alqama stolen or eaten up the rights of someone? He didn't ask that question. What question did he ask? Sahabi is in sakarat, he can't read the kalima. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask? Are any of his parents alive? For this ummah to learn the sabak, the importance of this. So what is the response given that, Ya Rasulullah, his mother is alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends for the mother. Elderly mother, tell me about your son. Like we say, like the expression is, in the day he's in ibadat, in the night he's in ibadat. This type of testimonial this woman gives, elderly woman, gives about Alqama, about his ibadat, about his austerity, about the manner in which he goes against his nafs in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glowing testimony she gives. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks her, what is your feeling about your son? She said, Ya Rasulullah, my heart is hurt. My heart is hurt against my son. I'm not prepared to forgive him. And what was the crime that Alqama was committing? We find in other riwayat, that the crime was, like we say in Urdu, Zuban ke tez te. He used to speak sharply. He used to speak harshly to his mother. Days were in ibadat, night was in tahajjud, etc. Always devoted in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he would speak harshly and sharply to his mother. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter entreats the mother of Alqama that forgive him. Forgive him. She says, Ya Rasulullah, this ulama say, they say you can find a serum, you can find a serum for any form of poison. Even a cobra or a venomous snake, you can find a serum for that poison. But the zahar, the poison of the tongue, there's no serum that exists. This is something that the duk and the pain that the tongue can cause will destroy generations of muhabbat. It will go to the qabr also. To find a serum for this is impossible. So this duk and pain of this sahabi speaking harshly to his mother, a mother says, I'm not prepared to forgive my son. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then orders the sahaba that gather firewood. Make a fire. So she says, Ya Rasulullah, what are you going to do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi says, we are going to burn your son. Otherwise he will not be able, his sakarat, his ruh will not come out. We are going to burn him. Obviously it is a mother. So she says that, Ya Rasulullah, how can you possibly burn my son? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you don't forgive him, he will face the azab of akhirat, which is worse than this. He will face the azab of akhirat, which is worse than this. So then, like I said, it is a mother. So she says that, Ya Rasulullah, I am prepared to forgive him. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, make me a witness that you are prepared to forgive him. So it's found in the riwayat that she says, Allahumma inni ushiduka wa ushidu rasulaka anni qad raditu an ibni. She says, oh Allah, I make you a witness, and I make your Nabi a witness that I am happy with my son, I have forgiven him. No sooner she says this, Alqama recites the shahadat, and he passes away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on that occasion, he becomes overjoyed, and he said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadahu bi minan nar. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who used me to save the sahabi of mine, from Jahannam. And it is mentioned in one riwayat that at the janaza salah of Alqama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this announcement, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَنْتَفِعُ أَلْقَمَا بِصَلَاتِهِ وَلَا بِصِيَامِهِ وَلَا بِصَدَقَتِهِ مَا دَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ سَاخِطًا. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, neither the salah, nor the sadaqah, nor the charity, nor the fasting of Alqama was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as his mother was angry and upset with him. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on oath. So we find, my respected brothers, as I mentioned, the importance and the relevance of the subject matter of this chapter. We are living in an era or a time where instead of it being the exception, it has become the norm. The hearts of the parents are broken. Elderly parents are an opportunity for us to earn our akhirat. If we are not prepared to serve them, at least don't fall into this category of where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after shirk, the greatest sin a person can commit, uququl walidain, is to be disobedient towards the parents. What constitutes uquq? What does it mean that you are disobedient towards your parents? In the light of Quran and Hadith, we find the aqwal of Sahaba, the aqwal of the Salaf al-Salihin. Inshallah, we will continue with that. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanallah.